What are things that often make people tired? Well, life's full of energy drainers, isn't it? First off, the daily grind. Work, commutes, endless meetings, and never-ending emails. Stress is a killer too, whether it's job-related or personal. Then there's the digital age, where we're glued to our screens, scrolling through social media and binge-watching shows into the early hours. Poor sleep, thanks to all that screen time, doesn't help either. And let's not forget responsibilities like bills, chores, and family stuff. And when you throw in lack of exercise and junk food, it's no wonder people are running on empty these days. Do people today feel more tired than people in the past? Absolutely. People today are running on fumes more than ever. It's this fast-paced 24/7 world we've created. Back in the day, life had a slower rhythm. No smartphones buzzing at all hours or emails demanding instant replies. Plus, work used to stay at the office, not follow you home. Now we're juggling multiple roles, dealing with information overload, and facing constant distractions. It's no wonder fatigue is the new normal. We're not just physically tired, but mentally drained too. So yeah, people in the past had it way easier and probably felt much less exhausted. What are the differences between feeling tired after studying and after exercising? Studying fatigue and exercise exhaustion are like apples and oranges. When you're tired from hitting the books, it's all mental fatigue. Your brain's been on overdrive, processing information, and that can leave you mentally drained. But when it's post-workout fatigue, it's a physical sensation. You've pushed your body, muscles are worn out, and you feel it physically. Sure, both can make you feel wiped out, but it's a different kind of tired. One's all in your head and the other's in your muscles. It's like the distinction between a mental battle and a physical brawl. How do people balance their work responsibilities with the need for free time? Balancing work and free time is a bit like juggling. And let's be honest, most of us drop the ball sometimes. Some people prioritize work, thinking it will pay off later, while others value their free time, seeking that elusive work-life balance. It's a personal battle of time management. You might cut back on your favorite TV program to meet a deadline, or skip a work event for a family barbecue. It's all about choices. Ultimately, finding that sweet spot is like chasing a rainbow. Tricky, but worth it. Work for a living, but don't forget to live a little while you work. Do people have enough free time now? Free time is a rarity in our day and age. We live in this chaotic dance of never-ending to-do lists. Work demands bleed into personal time, and personal time often turns into catching up on work emails. Technology was supposed to make life easier, but it seems to have shackled us to our obligations. It's a constant battle between wanting to unwind and the guilt that we should be doing more. Maybe we've become victims of our own ambitions and the relentless pursuit of success. So no, free time isn't what it used to be. It's a precious rarity in today's hyper-connected world. Do people have fewer holidays now than in the past? Absolutely. People today seem to have fewer holidays compared to the past. It's like we're constantly on a hamster wheel, with work piling up and expectations skyrocketing. In the good old days, holidays were sacrosanct, a time to relax and rejuvenate. But now, the boundary between work and leisure has blurred. Thanks to technology, we're always reachable, expected to be on, even during vacations. Long gone are those extended breaks when families would bond and individuals could truly unwind. It's a fast-paced world, and it feels like we're running on a never-ending treadmill with no off switch.